It is the first Friday of the month, Friday, November 3rd, and it's not only the final day of our membership drive where you can get on board and help us get underneath $5,000 to go, 800-662-5799, but it means there's tons of arts that you hear about on the Friday morning show. Molly Olson joins us now from the Ely Folk School. Molly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Anything going on up there?
Oh, of course, of course. This weekend, actually, on Friday, we have a couple classes. We have Crafting a Custom Fit Moccasin on Saturday from 9 to 5, and it's going to be, they're really warm and light. I don't think they are outside friendly, but they're definitely something you could wear inside. And then we have a beginner round basket.
Hey, Molly, let me interrupt you. We didn't understand what you said. What's that first thing? Class?
It's Crafting a Custom Fit Moccasin.
Oh, okay.
Moccasin.
All right.
I thought you said box fin.
I did too.
and then, so we have the moccasin class, the round basket, and then a stained glass class that is going to be Saturday afternoon from noon to 4. And we have a stained glass shop right here in Ely. And so Rosemary Shepherd will be teaching the class, and she's the one who runs that shop. So that's kind of cool. And then on Sunday, an embossed leather jewelry class from Die Cut. And that's really neat. And those look beautiful. I've seen some pictures on the website. Next Saturday, we have a Scandinavian wood carving two-day class. And this is from an instructor who comes to us from the Grand Rapids area, John Strom. And he now lives in the Lake Vermilion area, I believe, and he has taught at North House, and so that's really exciting to have him here instructing that class. And we also have another two-day class that same weekend, creating a hardbound book, and that is a really neat product that you get at the end to have your own, you know, and it's like a journal book, so that's really neat. And a wet felted basket. It's
wet.
You know,
wet.
So the basket dries, but
okay,
you take
good.
The wool.
Thank goodness. All right.
And you wet it down, and I think it's hot water because then you know how when you wash your wife's sweater or your own sweater, and it I don't know. I'm just saying. I shouldn't say wife because everybody can wash their own sweater, but sometimes people wash things and they shrink them,
right?
Because they wash them in hot water, and so the felted basket. You know, it's a positive way to look at felting something. It creates something new. So if you had some sweater that had already been shrunk, you could make a basket out of it.
Oh, cool.
In this class.
Yeah.
So that's a really neat option. And then coming up the weekend, the 17th and 18th, we have a rose modeling two-day class, and this is taught by Kim Garrett, and she's also taught at the North House Folk School and for us many times, and she's very talented. And so that's really neat. It's the Telemark style, which is really graceful scrolls and a lot of flowers, and they're beautiful. And then a Sew for Fun class, which I myself am planning to take. You can make a gift for Christmas. And she's got four different projects to choose from, and they include, like, a potluck dish carrier, pillowcases, a market bag, a yoga mat bag. Actually, more than four. There's a lot. So that's kind of neat. If you can sew, but you're kind of more at that, you know, I can't think of my own project on my own, she'll help you just take it from start to finish, and you can finish it in the day. So that's really fun. And we also have an introduction to spinning. So if you've ever wanted to try a wheel before buying your own, that's really neat. Because it's definitely something that's been lost through the years. And then kind of on the newer side of skills, we have Ken Hoopla, who is a photographer up here in Ely, and he's very talented, and he's going to teach Introduction to Photoshop. And so if you're, you know, sort of playing around with photos, you want to get into it, but you're a hobbyist, this would be a great class for you. And then another stained glass class, Saturday the 18th, stained glass ornaments, which would be another fun holiday gift. So kind of those classes that focus on getting ready for the holidays, which is the perfect time of year for that. We do have a couple events that I wanted to feature. On Thanksgiving, we have a potluck for anybody who is a Thanksgiving orphan and wants a place to go have a meal and share company. So that is on Thanksgiving. And then December 2nd, we have four different classes, plus we have our member appreciation party, and it's really open to anybody, but members get a discount if they come in. We have a silent auction, including things that our instructors have donated to us. So we have a beautiful quilted wall hanging. We have some baskets, and there'll be more artwork and crafts that will be part of that silent auction. And that's at 7 on December 2nd.
So you got a couple things to do up there in Ely.
We do. And hey, I want to say, I would love to pledge today. So
all right.
I just really love your radio station and have for many years. So I want to say that on the air.
Oh, thank you, Molly. We appreciate it. And why do you talk to us about the Ely Folk School? Why is KBXE a good source for the info going on in Ely?
Well, first of all, you understand the arts and you support the arts, and that's really important. And also, I mean, there are just a ton of people who listen throughout the Arrowhead and Iron Range region to your radio station. And you reach farther than that, across to Bemidji and down through Brainerd, and people stream KXE. I mean, we lived in the Cross Lake area for many years and listened to Green Cheese and KXE all the time, moved to Wisconsin, and we would stream it because we missed it. It's such great radio.
Wow.
That's outstanding, Molly. Thanks for doing that. I'm going to put you on hold, Molly, if I accidentally cut you off, which is highly possible. Please call back. Please call back because this is the last day.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you so much.
You can find more information at the elyfolkschool.org.